A lot of times when you go on a date, it's something that's been planned for a while and you know exactly what you're going to do. But sometimes you have an unplanned date. Mm. Just a date pops out of nowhere.
Cool.
Like anytime I'm on a long ride, it's just like, oh, it's time for a hand date.
What? That's not
a hand date. Just a long drive and an unexpected date.
I don't think you're allowed
to. Yeah, you'd have to buy your hand dinner.
I don't even know what you guys are talking about. I don't know what you're thinking of. But anyway, enough about me and my hand dating rituals. Let's talk to Mona, who's on the phone right now. And apparently Mona had an unexpected date. What's up, Mona? How are you?
I'm all right, guys.
Mona, did you have a hand date?
No, I didn't have a hand date.
Good. Oh, okay, good. So your email said that you didn't really plan a date, but it kind of happened, and now he's not calling you back. What's his name?
His name is Carl.
Carl, all right. And how did you have an unexpected date with Carl?
So let me start from the beginning. About 4 months ago, I got dumped by the love of my life.
Aww. Oh my gosh, those are the worst dumpings.
I'm so sorry.
Like, dumping even by someone you don't like very much sucks.
Yeah.
It was heartbreaking and heart-wrenching. Yeah. I thought he was going to be the one. And the worst part about it is that he dumped me for his best friend.
What?
Wait, male best friend or female best friend?
I don't want to get into that right
okay.
now.
Okay.
Sounds like a
I'm sorry,
lot of stuff going on
yeah.
there.
Yeah. I all mean, right. it was the worst part of my life. I think that was really low for me.
Okay.
But the other day, you know, I went out with some friends. I have to get myself out of this slump.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We went to a bar, had a few drinks, and she's like, give me your phone. I'm like, why? She said, just give me your damn phone. So I gave it to her. She downloaded this dating app, and we start swiping. And, you know, she's swiping left, swiping right. I was like, nah, that guy's ugly. But then I matched with Carl, right?
Nice.
And I was like, oh, he's kind of cute. And he, you know, immediately responded back. And it was weird because like 20 minutes later, he showed up at the bar.
Wait,
okay.
Did you tell him where you were or was that by chance?
Yeah, I told him.
Oh, good.
Okay, so
I'm
you
like,
invited.
This
you,
guy is crazy.
Yeah, you invited him out then.
I was a little tipsy. I was like, all right, let me do something a little wild and crazy.
Yeah.
So. And he showed up. It was spontaneous, and it was really cool, you know. And my friend decided to pardon herself mm-hmm. after making sure that he's not in that job.
Good.
She's a good friend.
Yeah, no, she's like, you know, you cool here? I was like, yeah, I'm cool.
Good wingman.
So she left, and then Carl and I started drinking a little bit more and joking around, and we ended up staying at the bar pretty damn late.
Okay.
You guys hooked up, right? Like, this is leading to a hookup.
Well, no, wait. Let me tell you what happened. So, you know, because I was being spontaneous, I kind of dared him to do something spontaneous, too.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
And he's like, okay, what do you want me to do? I was like, go to the bathroom, take off your underwear, and bring it back to me.
What?
Okay. Did he do it?
He totally did.
Okay.
Okay. Well, yeah. Well, he's definitely thinking that you guys are hooking up at this point.
Yeah.
I mean, he was really cute and was fun, and I kind of did something even more spontaneous. I grabbed his boxers, and I used it as a napkin.
What?
Gross.
Oh, no.
That is disgusting.
Yeah.
That left more streaks.
I was like, you guys are having fun until you did that. Now, that's just disgusting.
I thought it was kind of sexy, you know? Like
sexy?
I used...
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
what did Carl think?
Yeah.
I don't know, because I haven't heard back from him. I don't know.
Wait, what happened after you used his boxers as a napkin, though?
Well, we both got really, really tipsy, and I decided to Uber home. He gave me a little sweet kiss on my cheek, but I just Ubered home.
Okay. Did you keep the underwear, or did you give it back to him?
Oh, I kept it.
Okay, so you have his underwear now, but no call back from him.
I have his underwear, but no Carl.
All right.
So wait, was there a discussion of you guys going out again?
The night was kind of hazy.
Okay.
So
yeah.
I figured, you know, he must have been turned on or I don't know. I thought I'd hear back from him. I've texted him a couple times after. I've tried calling. It goes straight to his voicemail. So I don't know.
You haven't heard anything from him?
No.
Have you texted him being like, hey, I got your underwear if you want them back?
I have. I've been kind of flirtatious.
You don't think that he was just expecting a hookup that night? I mean, because he meets a girl, 20 minutes later, he finds her at the bar, she asks him to take his underwear off, and then you Uber home. Like, I don't know if he was looking for an actual date, because it doesn't sound like it to me.
I mean, but we had a really good time. We talked a lot. We joked around a lot. I got to know more about him. He got to know more about me. I mean, it just seems like we were on a different connection, not just, you know, a one-night stand.
Okay, well, we'll play a song and then come back and call him and find out why he's not calling you back.
Okay.
Maybe get his underwear back too. I don't know. All right, we'll do it right after this. Hang on.